The union representing BC Ferries workers has filed an unfair labor practice complaint against the company, after months of wage talks have proven fruitless. In its complaint to the BC Labor Relations Board, the BC Ferry and Marine Workers Union seeks costs totaling $2.1 million from BC Ferries. The union, representing 4,700 members, said in its December 14 complaint that BC Ferries has undertaken a concerted campaign to undermine the union's exclusive bargaining agency and lower its reputation among its members. The employer's efforts have stoked fear and animosity among members, which has directly led to discord between the union and its members. The 14-page letter of complaint says BC Ferries made private housing arrangements with members working in remote areas without involving the union. When the union learned of the arrangements, it launched a grievance in November of 2022, it said. Talks between the parties to settle the matter broke down and the employer withdrew the housing benefits and blamed the union, the letter said, which led to union members becoming angry with the union. BC Ferries sent notices to employees receiving housing benefits that their free housing would end on December 31, 2023, at which point they could move out or pay rent, the union said. Union President Eric McNeely said the union's records indicate that fewer than two dozen staff members across Texada, Thetis, Quadra and Malcolm Islands received employer-supplied housing. We have heard some members will be leaving those locations and potentially the employer if BC Ferry Services doesn't come up with a solution to charging an arbitrary rent amount, selected by the employer. McNeely said. The letter also said BC Ferries shared one-sided confidential information with employees about wage talks, thus undermining the bargaining process and the union's relationship with its members. The union is seeking $100,000 in damages for bargaining directly with employees about housing, plus $1 million in damages for defamation and $1 million for damages caused to the relationship between the union and its members. McNeely said union members are angry and frustrated with the loss of their standard of living and have not only blamed the employer but also the union. The company said in a statement that it's aware of the complaint and will be responding to it, but there is a limitation to what we can say right now as the matter is now before the Labor Relations Board. The tensions appear to have soured wage talks the two sides had previously agreed to reopen in April of next year, although that was moved up. Wages had become a major issue for staff and McNeely had been warning that members could leave the company to take higher-paying jobs with other employers. In November 2020, the union accepted a five-year contract with increases of 0, 2 and 2%, with the last 2 years' pay hikes to be determined through two wage reopeners. Talks began for the first wage reopener in August, but no agreement could be reached. An arbitration panel's decision is expected in February. McNeely said Monday that last week, he requested a face-to-face meeting with BC Ferries President Nicolas Jimenez, but has not heard back. I provided availability every day this week to find a resolve for impacted members and the communities the vessels serve. In BC Ferries' statement, Jimenez said the company's goal through this entire bargaining process is to deliver a good outcome for our people. We recognize the hard work they do every day and the critical role they play in moving passengers and goods up and down the coast. We're looking forward to the arbitration panel's decision in the new year and expect it'll deliver wage improvements that reflect how important our people are to BC Ferries. CJ Wilson at TimesColonist.com